You know what a playpen is?
Yeah.
You had to take that with you.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, your whole back.
Lily, are you there?
Junk.
Yes, everything.
Everything, yeah.
We call it the packing play. Or I call it the packing play. But now you have to, you know, take the mobile, just everything.
Yeah.
I got one in my bedroom that my smallest granddaughter sleeps in. Still, she's in like a year and a half.
Yeah. Mine,
I watch this 4:59.
Yeah, we're gonna get ready to go here. I brought this from our original discussion. This map, if anybody needs to look at. That was when we first talked about the roofing. This is the diagram that he gave us. If you need to use this for anything, you're welcome to look at it.
Lily, are you there?
We got a quorum.
1, 2, 3, 4. No, we don't.
And four, a quorum out of seven? Mm-hmm.
Well,
but you don't count. But you don't count. Oh, it's Lily. It's Lily on here?
I've been saying her name and she's not answering and I unmuted it.
Okay.
Lily? Hello?
Okay.
If Lily gets on, we'll have a quorum.
There's Watkins.
Michael Watkins is here. So yeah. we have a quorum.
We do?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
I hadn't heard.
Lily?
Okay, well, we got a quorum. I'm gonna go ahead and start.
Yeah.
John, if it's all right with you, I'm gonna do a couple of things in case the others come in the next few minutes. Okay, I call this meeting of the Craighead County Jonesboro Public Library to order. And the first order of business is the minutes from the last meeting. Ms. Adams sent those out to everyone. You had a chance to read those. Anybody have any changes or anything?
No.
Okay, ready to vote then?
I
need a motion to.
Okay.
A second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All in favor, since we're all right here in a row, let's just say aye.
Aye.
Who's taking the notes? Is she here? Oh, you are? Okay. So you got who's here and we all voted. Mm-hmm. Okay. And treasurer's report.
Yes, I did review the bank statements and the credit card statements, or the credit card statement. I can't even remember what day that was. But some day last week.
Okay.
I can look on my emails.
Well, do you have the did you do the printout?
I left the printout in the folder. But everything went well. I do have a couple of questions. I didn't know if you wanted me to ask those questions here in Treasury Report or if y'all would rather me do that on new business.
Does it have to do with the report?
It has to do with a bank, with a purchase. I just had a couple of questions about a certain purchase.
Yeah, do it.
Okay. I don't know anything, Vanessa, about Rotary. And what do we do in Rotary? Is that something like a public...
It's one of the things that we're kind of required to do is be active in other community organizations.
Right.
So I just chose Rotary.
Right, okay. I noticed that there's a couple of charges on there. So is it something that we do weekly?
Yeah.
Or monthly?
Yeah, we meet, we go every week.
Okay.
To meetings. And T-Rail and I are both members.
Okay, so and then do y'all, is it like a lunch? Is the library?
Yeah. It's a lunch meeting, yeah.
Okay, so we pay for both of y'all to go and both of y'all lunch there?
Right.
Okay. I didn't know, community outreach, but I didn't know if that's something that we would think about. Obviously, we would pay for you and your lunch, but I didn't know if other employees, if that's something that we would cut whenever we do have to make some financial changes.
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
Okay, I was just wondering, I know nothing about Rotary.
Yeah.
So I've heard y'all talk about it a couple times, but I don't know what exactly. What can you tell me?
Well, he's the public relations
Yeah, this way, there's one of us can always be there. Okay. Since there's two of us who've joined, one of us can always be there. It's a community organization, and Janice has been in it a lot longer than I have. You can tell her what some of the fundraisers are for.
It's kind of the business leaders.
Is that the business leaders of Jonesboro?
Jonesboro organization.
Okay. And so we go there once a week or monthly?
Yeah, Tuesday. Okay. Every Tuesday.
And if you don't go, you don't have to pay for your lunch. The dues are just every 6 months.
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. I was just wondering. I've seen it a couple times. Ever since I've looked at the records, and I've been meaning to ask you, and I just haven't asked you because I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
I've heard the word Rotary several times.
Yeah. I think it's a good organization.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Most towns have a Rotary.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Kind of like Kiwanis.
Oh.
Like
Kiwanis. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Any other comments on your report? Okay.
The treasurer report?
Yep.
I'll make a motion, or somebody make a motion to accept that. Michael?
I'll make a motion to accept it as she presented, as Katie presented.
Okay.
Second.
Motion's been made and second. All in favor, just say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Is Lily here now?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I wasn't able to join through Zoom, so I had to call in.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Sorry about it.
Sorry.
All right, Lily, we've already approved. We have a quorum here, so we already approved the minutes from the last reading, which you got a copy of. And
yes, I did review that.
Yeah, and Kaylee's treasurer's report, we just did that. So now that you're on board, we're going to go ahead with Mr. John Mixon, and he's going to talk to us about the roof bids.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. I have given Vanessa a cover letter and a certified bid tab, and then the budget that we budgeted. So you'll have three sheets there to reference. We opened bids last Thursday at 2 p.m. here in the library, and Vanessa was present, as was myself and a general contractor, or a roofer who was acting as general contractor and a painting contractor. We had one bid, and it was from Jonesboro Roofing. It was advertised for two consecutive weeks in the paper. We followed procurement requirements. The results of that bid are on this bid tab, but the cover letter is there because there are a couple of things that make it a little complicated to read. So the bid tab, what we do, and in the spreadsheet, is we just go down every line on the bid form, and we record what the different answers are on the bid form. Vanessa has the actual hard copy of the bids and the bid bond, and we have scanned those as well, so we have them digitally. So the way we wrote this and what we're required to do is do any options as deducts instead of doing them as adds. The library in the past, we've always decided just to follow procurement requirements that would be required of the state or the city. Just to be, that's the way we've always run projects. Mm-hmm. And so under those requirements, you can have alternates. So you can have a deductive alternate, and you have to take those deducts in order if you take them. So we have two deductive alternates. So you'll see the base bid, that's the biggest number. That's that $490,000$490,410. That's the base bid. That includes everything, and then we have two deducts. And those are listed a little bit later. And the cover letter gives the new totals if we accept the different deducts. This compares to our estimate. And the estimate's the back page here. We had the actual work of the roof at $292,000 with bid bonds and with contingency. And that, if you take out the fees, which architectural fees out of that, it's down at $335,000-ish. So you'll see in a second, when we do our deducts out of this, we are higher than our estimate. There are a couple of reasons for that. One of those is that the roof is fairly complex. There's a lot of things as we got up there and started discovering that we wanted to take care of in this go-round. Things that we wouldn't want to leave on the side. So, for example, brick masonry that is above the roof is a spot where moisture can come into the building if it's not waterproofed. Waterproofing, if it was ever done, has long since gone the way of UV rays. So basically that stuff breaks down the sunlight. So that brick needs to be waterproofed again so that any moisture won't come in above the roof, come down, and then leak in. And that's a possibility of some of the things that could be happening at the round room roof. It could also be happening in the children's library. So we have leaks in those conditions. So in order to basically allow the roofer not to have the ability to say, hey, it's the wall, not the roof, it's better for us to go ahead and waterproof that. So that's some cost that wasn't originally in our estimate. A couple of the others, we located things that need to be abandoned. There's a large dish that's attached to the round room that's a radio dish, receiver dish of some sort that's not used anymore. That's gonna get taken off. We wanna try to abandon some of the penetrations in the roof. So there's some things that made it a little bit more costly. That's my understanding of why we're over the budget. That's kind of me trying to make sense of why we're over the budget. So the two deducts that we have, one, the arched windows that are above the roof on the Cherry Street side of the main library, the higher roof vaulted area of the library. Those are added windows. There's two layers of windows about 6 feet apart. Mm-hmm. And those windows have always been a source of leak. So if we came in and we looked underneath the ceiling and we traced where a lot of the rusting and leaking was happening, and they're kind of in a line from the mechanical closet all the way this way and ends right here in this closet at the round room. And the deck, the metal deck, runs this direction. So once the water comes in any of those spots, it will run this direction. So that's been happening. It's just hard to pin down whether it's the windows or it's the roof flashing. So we have, in the base bid, a full replacement of those windows. So that's taking those arched windows out. There's 18 of them. And replacing them with storefront. Right now, the windows are aluminum framing and fixed glazing. Well, we wouldn't do that again. If we were to do it, we would do it with a true storefront, which is a drainable system, which flashes out to the outside. This one, this system is caulk only, or you're relying on caulk only. And so it's just a better system. They just, nobody installs that anymore. They all do the drainable systems. So we would, if we were to replace it, we would replace it with that. If we don't replace it, they're going to cut all the caulk out and re-caulk all the windows. They're not going to be able to take any glazing out or take them apart because they don't trust that if they did that. We met here with a window installer that they don't trust if they did that if they could get it resealed again. So instead of, we've cut the caulk out. So in the base bid, if we take this deduct, you will have new caulking on those windows. So the window replacement deduct is $75,359. So if we just do the caulking, we can take that money out. And on the cover letter, you'll see that that new total, if my math is correct, is $415,051. So that would take that bid down to that number.
So John, what's the chance? I know you can't really answer this, but what's the chance of it leaking again if we don't replace those windows?
So we did a water pressure test on the windows about 3 years ago, I think, maybe 4 years ago, when we were trying to determine. At one point, there was a leak that was so bad it was kind of running out in the closet back in here. And so we did a water pressure test to see if we could make it leak by spraying the windows, because we were trying to determine if it was the windows or the wall. And we could not recreate it. So I'm not convinced that the window is the problem, but they are south facing. So it does take the brunt of wind-driven rain. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, sometimes if the wind is coming from the southwest versus the southeast, you could have a leak on one day and not have a leak on another. And we tried to recreate it, but we just weren't able. We have noticed that years back, many years, probably 15 years ago, someone trying to do good maintenance thought that it was a drainable storefront system and drilled holes into the windows to drain them. So there are some open holes that are not really, they're actually just water, letting water in if water were to hit them. Those will get caulked up and won't be a problem anymore if we caulk, you know, would be caulked the windows. So I'm not convinced it's the windows is the problem. But again, it leaves a little bit of a door open because the flashing under the window, we will not be able to take off unless we can take the window off. The membrane comes up under the flashing. So the best that we'll be able to do is reach back up in there as far as they can and cut the membrane, take our new membrane up under it, but they won't be able to lap the membrane under the flashing, if that makes sense. That's the, I think the biggest benefit of the window removal is being able to just lay your membrane all the way under and then put the window back on.
That would totally seal it then.
That would.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, and then, but I'm not convinced the windows are the leak either, just because we tried to recreate the leak. And
if the windows are not the leak, what do you think is the leak?
So we think now, after looking at it and talking through, and that we had Tom Stuck pointing up there looking at the stucco, we had Jonesboro Roofing up there, and we had Northeast Arkansas Glass, all of us up there. We think that it might be the stucco, because where the arches come down, there is a scupper that all the water off those vaults goes out at each one of those little spots. And the stucco underneath several of them is cracked. So water could definitely, and I could see in a rain, you know, the water coming over that scupper and coming back to the wall and then coming in. So I think, we think it's the stucco. So in our base number, we have a repair of the stucco in that base number.
Is there a way for you to tear part of the stucco out and see? Now?
Yes.
Because the problem's got to be fixed.
So, yeah, absolutely there is. And we were talking about one possibility with the deductive alternate is to put it into a contingency. And we could go in and we could look at the stucco, we could take out one of the windows. You know, we could potentially step into it as we go and decide at that point if the windows were to come out or not, looking at the state of the flashing once we got one of the windows out. That's a possibility.
But the deductive alternative does not preclude you from replacing the stucco. The stucco
right.
is already
so in the
bid.
Bid.
Okay.
It is in the bid, yes. And it'll be cutting out what's damaged, patching back, priming and painting, so that it should be back to, you know, good. And we're going to see if there's anything that's causing water to flow back. We're going to try to get them to do a little something to that scupper too, to try to get the water to, you know, make sure it's not rolling back up. Because that'd be if the pressure, if the water rolls back into its problem.
If we fix the roof with this deduction, and then we decide later on down the road that it's just the windows, that the windows would be a problem also, how much would it be more difficult to replace the windows because we've just done something else there?
Yes and no. We could replace the windows, but when we do, we will have to deal with that flashing and that membrane. It's a TPO membrane, so you could do a welded, you know, a heat weld. It's a heat welding material, so
right.
We could heat weld on another piece and wrap it up underneath there. I think we could come back and do it after the fact. So yes, I think we can do it after the fact. We probably wouldn't be able to do it for 75. You know, it'd probably be more expensive
right.
just because we'd have
yeah.
to. Well, first off, we'd have the not in the 75 is the oversight of the. You know, the GC oversight and, you know, all those numbers too. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe it's 100 if you did it later.
Yeah.
Versus 75 now. So there's some markup, you know, maybe 25% or something like that. And time, you know, just how much your things might cost later.
You personally have been on the roof, you've looked at every one of these details, you know, being the architect, good
yes.
architect, you know what you're doing in person.
Yeah.
You know,
we
is
have.
There anything we're missing here that we need to?
I do not think so. The only thing I would like to do, we have So, and we'll talk about this other deduct in just a second. We have in the bid, so included in this number, the $10,000 contingency, owner's contingency, because we do not know exactly what we're going to find, because we are taking the roof down, and and so once we do, we may see. We know right now we have deck that we have to replace. Over in the mechanical area, there's an area, it may be 5x5, that the deck is rusted out. And that is definitely because of one of those scuppers and because of the stucco. It's almost certainly in that spot, the last arch. In that place, we've asked for, and you can see here, there's unit prices. So we've got
I've been in on a roof deal before that was a lot more than this.
Yeah, so we've got unit prices for replacing the deck, unit prices for replacing the EPS insulation, and unit price to replace the gypboard underneath it. All of those reasons we have unit prices is because if we get into it over there, this, I asked them for 100 square feet at that price, right? So that is all in the bid. But if we go and we find 100 square feet someplace else, then we'll use that number for the cost. So it's already locked
it's
in.
Built in.
You will be the one that will determine how much this truck will go out, right?
Yes. So. Yes. And he'll call. He'll say he saw it. We'll come take a look at it, and then determine yes, it should be spent from the $10,000 or not. But in that, I would like to get the mechanical contractor who does all the mechanical work to help us identify every roof penetration that could be abandoned. That's the one thing we really haven't done. So any pipe vent that goes to something that is no longer there, we'd like to abandon it. So I know there are at least half a dozen up there that I think are not being used anymore.
Do you know who that would be?
Yes, and I've got his number. It's
okay.
Shoot.
Sorry, didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Yeah, Cody gave his number, and I've already talked to him about it. So
he's lined up and ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
And I think he would just do it. He'd just go up there with me. We do have some contingency if he's going to charge us hourly or something to do that.
So what would you recommend?
Oh, let me tell you about the last deduct, okay? And then I'll give you my recommendation. So the last deduct is exterior paint. So we asked, while we're doing this, we have a couple things we have to paint. So if we take this deduct, these things will stay in the job. We're getting new doors on our penthouse. The mechanical penthouse is going to get new doors. They're completely rusted out. So those will be brand new, and those will get painted. And then any stucco repair. Those are the two things that are going to stay in the job. And all of the masonry waterproofing. The things that we will be adding their paint that we thought was, you could say they were, you don't have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They're discretionary painting. Is the steel fascia, that C channel, the steel C channel that creates the fascia all the way around the building. It needs to be painted because it's starting to rust in a couple places and it looks bad. So we want to paint that. And then while we're at it, we wanted to go ahead and paint the soffit, we have about, 5 foot soffit or whatever on this building, and then above the windows where it comes down, that stucco. Also, the stucco on the arches. You don't have a lot of stuff that needs to be painted on the building, but if we're waterproofing everything with the roof, we wanted to have a number in there to do the painting. So to do all that painting, it's everything that touches the building, it includes the gate to the mechanical thing. That, if we were to take it out, is $25,750.
Will the new mechanical doors up there, will they seal tight so we don't have a problem with any leaking in there?
We do think that penthouse is a source of leaking.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure it is.
And you can see this because if you go into the area by the front desk, you look up, that ceiling is pretty new. That's a new lighting, a new ceiling. We did that 4 years ago, 5 years ago, or something like that. And it's got a lot of water staining. And it's all on the edges of that penthouse. The problem with the penthouse is that it is, if you look at it, it's just basically open metal studs, sheathing, and then glued on faux brick. And so it's got a lot of places that could have leaking. While we're at it, we're gonna try to do everything we can there. There's a possibility that we will discover something in the penthouse. That's the one sort of area where we could discover something. One thought I've got is potentially doing some insulating spray foaming, taking out that, and when we do that, trying to seal all the different areas where the
water corners and
the corners and everything, that because it's just, it doesn't have any overhangs or anything like that.
Okay.
So there's some of that, but I think we, you know, we won't really know. That was just, it was taking us to another phase, you know, looking at that, the wall structure. You know, I think we need to get into my recommendation is we get into the roof. The roofer is very conscientious. We'll be up there, we'll be looking at that, we'll be finding the weaknesses there. If we need to pull some of that 10,000, if we need another contingency for some of those, we'll do that. That's what I would recommend with the penthouse.
Is the fall brick on there, is that need to be replaced?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Tom's tough pointing is going to look at that when he does the, so he's going to waterproof all this, but he's also going to scratch out all the loose mortar and tough point as well.
Is this all a flat roof up there, or what is it?
It's a very low slope basically flat, draining to roof drains all in this lower area, and then everything is, and they all have just a little different slope. And because there's additions,
that's one reason we only probably got one bid. Not very many people do that anymore.
Yeah. There weren't really. There were a couple of other contractors regionally that would have been qualified for the job. You know, but they would have been traveling. So I mean,
be even more expensive.
Yeah, I don't think they would.
These are more expensive and they don't last long.
Yeah.
You know. Like I said, I've had a little experience with this. Like I said, we were on a big job before, and also, I don't like flat roofs or no roofs like that, because water has a tendency to puddle up on it, and there's nothing you can do about it, you know.
Yeah.
Except put a new roof on about it for 20 years or less.
Yeah.
No, the word flat and roof should not be used in the same sentence.
And we were out of warranty.
Yeah.
And this will get the whole entire roof under a 20-year no-dollar limit edge-to-edge warranty. So that's one of the nice things, is it gets everything under warranty, except for the vaults. The vaults are their own deal. They have a modified two layers of glued down modified on the roof on the vaults, and they are in good shape. And I think that they had a 30-year warranty when they went in. Still under that warranty.
Can we see the vaults?
The top.
Yes, like when we're standing, like, or who sees the vaults? Only if you're standing on top of the roof. You talk about vaults, I'm not sure.
Yeah, so when you go out here and you look at the roof, the ceiling that does this, the roof does exactly the same thing as the ceiling. So the roof is doing exactly that same thing.
Okay, so that's what you're referring to.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
that's right.
So I was wondering about when you were talking about painting them, and I was like,
The only paint would be on like where they stick out, like the undersides. It's okay. All concrete, and so there's a stucco coating on the concrete. No, that's what
Okay.
I do think we need to include all the painting in this. The alternative number two.
Yeah.
Because I was looking into that anyway, getting that all that painted, and it was going to be an extra $12,000. So might as well include it in this.
I don't think that painting number is bad.
No. So what your alternative number one, what's your opinion on that? That's a lot of money, and we're on much tighter resources now than we have been on the past.
Yeah.
If we deducted that, would that take us at least 10 years down the road, do you think?
I was going to recommend that we roll it and hold it as an owner's contingency and remove a window.
And remove the windows?
One window.
Oh, one window.
And look at the flashing at one window and determine, because we just can't see, you know, just see what we've got with one window and then make that call.
Then come back to the board and say, hey, we need to do this or we don't.
I think yes, and if we could try to time it, we could time it so that it's happening, that we remove the window, you know, really close to a board meeting, so that we, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I would recommend we do. And then that could be one. The other contingency, the 10,000 contingency, it'd be nice if that contingency could just be determined, you know, with the advice of your architect and with the director,
right.
Just for that.
Okay.
Because that's going to be patches of deck that have to be replaced and things like that. But that, we could do that 75 as a decision. Do we want to do this whole scope of work or not?
Sure.
And I could, you know, take some pictures and get some opinions and bring it to you.
We could, and we can even have a board meeting other than one that's scheduled to make that single decision if we needed to. Yeah.
Yeah. So that
we don't want to wait until it rings because we don't have a board meeting.
We want to do it as quick as possible.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Which are you going to recommend and which one are you going to recommend?
I'm going to recommend.
I know what happens if we try to wait 5 years to do something else down the road because it only snowballs if it needed to be fixed now.
So the replacing the windows was really, you know, replacing the windows was never really on the table when I was first looking at this, and really I thought was going to be honest, twice at this cost. And that's why I didn't want to consider the windows, is I thought it really was going to be jumping this project into a whole other project. But we decided to go ahead and throw the deductive alternate out there. And so when the price came back at 75, that's the only reason I really thought, okay, you know, maybe that's something to think about, is because it really was much less than I had thought it was going to be.
But you have the possibility of pulling out one of the windows before we make the $75,000 decision.
Right. That's right.
And let him look at it and see.
Take pictures.
I think that's good.
We put that window back in. There's a chance that he will not stand behind the one window we take out because he said that he doesn't think he could reseal it. So maybe we replace one.
Yeah.
You know, so that's, you know, there's 18 of them. We can do the math on that. You know, an 18th of 75,000 is probably what you'd be out for replacing that one window back in, roughly.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we'd do one, make that call, replace one if we had to replace one.
I agree.
So really, the contract would be for that full amount.
Turn the calculator on.
Divide 75,359 by 18.
Yeah. I think that's roughly what you'd end up with. I mean,
4,196.
So if we don't take this deductive number one, I mean, if we do take that, and we want them to go ahead and pull a window to inspect it, and he has to put the window back in, it would be about $4,000.
Yeah.
And then if the window's good, that's what we'd be out.
That's right.
If the window's not good, and we look we need to do all of them, then it would be $75,000 and go ahead and add that
and
make it happen.
Yes, and we can do it one of two ways. We could write the contract right now for the taking the deduct. Right, so just take deduct one, don't take deduct two, we do the painting, don't do that, and the contract is at the lower 415,000 number. Or we could write the contract for the 490, we could set the 75 in contingency. It's whatever, you know, it's...
I think, are we in agreement that we want the deductive number two? We don't want that, we do want that work done.
Yep.
Is that right?
The paint.
Yeah. We want that for sure.
So
but
we can just change order and add to the contract the 75. We can write the contract without the 75 and then add that in if we want to add that.
And if we add that back in, he would give it to us at that price?
Yes.
Okay.
I was speaking for him, but I know
you. Okay.
If I am wrong, I'll let you know. But yes.
You'll cover it.
Yeah. Let you know.
You let us know. Okay. There's a big difference there.
There's a big difference. Yeah.
It's basically the same thing. It's just how we write it up.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. But we want them to know for sure exactly what we want done in the process. Okay. So.
Okay.
Is everybody in agreement? Well, we're going to vote on it, but does everybody understand what we're doing then?
Yeah, we're going to reduce the amount there with the $75,000 in contingency, right? Holding it back.
So we could do that and hold a contingency, or it's just as easy to just change order it in too. So we could just write the contract for the 415 and then just change order it in and increase it.
Okay.
If you want to do it that way. Either way.
Yeah.
And then we can increase it if we need to.
That's right.
If But if he, put all 18 in, yeah, we got to
if he
put
pulls
one
out,
in.
If he pulls out one window, then we know it's going to go up by $4,000.
Although we have the $10,000 contingency, we can just take that out of the contingency.
Okay, yeah, there we go.
Yeah, we'll just take that window out of the contingency.
And if it is, then he's going to come back to us, and we can make that decision on what we want to do with the windows.
Yeah, I'm writing that all down.
You got it all down?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So then our next step is we'll draft a contract.
Okay.
And we'll send a notice of intent to award so that then they can start to gather up their payment performance bonds, and then we'll have a recon with Vanessa where we can get all that stuff signed.
Okay, so a motion would be then to accept the presentation by John Mixon as presented, and you have the specifications on that. What's what we're doing, the deduction, and all of that.
That's right.
Okay, can you read that to us so that we'll know exactly what we're voting on?
Yes. So the way I understand it, if you look at your letter there, we are going to take deductive alternate number one. That will put the contract amount at $415,051. We will, if necessary, come back and do an add of the value for the windows if we need to. But basically, the contract's going to be deductible for number one.
Okay. All right. Does everybody understand what we're voting on?
Yes.
Lily, did you hear all that?
Yes, I did.
Okay, great. I will entertain a motion then that we accept the presentation by Mr. Mixon for that contract.
So moved.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussion? We're ready to vote. We'll go down the line.
Aye, Mike Watkins.
Aye, Kayla Webster.
Aye, Janice Rubin.
Aye, Mike Johnson. Lily?
Aye, Lily Zane.
That's unanimous. Motion is carried. I sure appreciate your time. Thank you for coming out and explaining that to everybody.
Very well.
Thank you.
Yes.
Right. Don't fall off that roof.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, let's go. The next item is our consultant selection committee summary and vote. I want to... First of all, I want to thank the members of the committee who spent the time to review the material and see the Zoom meeting and so forth. And the result of that is the committee members have decided on the first selection of the two that we looked at. And I wrote that down, the name of that group.
Thank you, Library Systems. I think you wrote it on the...
I did.
On the agenda.
That was...
What's Library Systems?
Library Systems. Let's make sure we got that right, because I don't want to prove the wrong one.
Yeah, this one right here.
It was the first one, yeah. Okay, Library Systems. And that was unanimous. All three members of the committee independently selected that one as the one that they wanted to recommend to the board. So we need the full board's approval on that. You've heard the recommendation of the three-member committee that looked at those. So I'll entertain a motion to accept that first.
Do we have numbers of like the... There's nothing in my agenda.
The packet's this big, so we just wanted just do a verbal. We were just going to do a verbal recommendation, but the approximate cost is $25,500.
That material was given out at the last meeting. You weren't here. The two choices. Okay, so who's going to make the motion?
I will.
Okay, Michael makes a motion to accept that. Is there a second? Lily, you want to second that?
Lily's in second.
Okay, Lily seconds that. Motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussion on that?
Do we have, what was the price for the other option, and why did y'all select the library system?
I can give you my slip, each person.
I just want to know where I vote.
Library system, library services system had, for me, it had a perfect score. Now, I didn't see what other people had. And the other one, it seemed like there was more work for what we were paying for, more work that the library staff had to do than the people we were hiring to do the work. I mean, that's the way it appeared to me. Both of them were very competent.
Gotcha.
But, and the difference in price was minimal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the two bids were very, very close to each other.
Probably 1,000 or less.
Yeah. So, and there's the high points on mine as to why I chose, and the reason for the second one. That's just mine. Mark will have a copy, and you made a copy too, I'm sure, didn't you? So if you want to preview that or look at it, you can. Okay, so motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussions? All right, ready to vote. Michael?
Aye.
Kayla?
Aye.
Aye.
Mike Johnson, aye. Lily?
Lily Zink, aye.
Okay. That is carried then. And you'll notify the consultant and let them know. Okay?
Sure will.
Next is the director's report.
Okay, you have a copy of the library statistics. I can now start to compare 2022 to 2023 since I have records of last year starting in March.
Okay.
Yeah, should be right after. Yeah, there they are. And you'll notice we had 7,200 more people in the library in March this year than we did last March, but our circulation numbers dropped a little bit, so that's kind of proof that people are coming in for things besides materials. They're coming in to use the computer, they're coming in to have things notarized, they're coming in for programming, so that's kind of an interesting number. New library cards were up, everything is up from last year, and from what I've heard from the children's department, we're at higher than pre-COVID numbers now for attendance and programs.
That's good.
Yeah. The number of programs we had this year, I mean, this month, last month was 38 for adults, and we had 89 youth services programs compared to 50 last year. And we had, in the youth services attendance, just this last month, we had over 2,000 children. And in the very bottom, I have the spring break staycation. Yeah. We had 670 children and 402 adults attend the programs.
That's
so
a, that's
big
outstanding.
Hand of the children's department. They did a really
that
good
was
job.
Very attractive photo.
Yeah, and that's an indication of usually they can kind of gauge how the summer's going to be by the spring break numbers, and so they're expecting really large crowds this summer, and we're going to have programs every day in June and July for that. So good job.
Yeah, that's awesome. Question about the numbers, though. It's just divided in children and adults. Why is that? Or the children 17 and under?
Well, it's youth services.
Okay, so is that 17 and under?
Well, it's the teens and the tweens and the children's. That's all youth services. It's just a department. And
right.
Then adult services is a department.
Yeah, so basically it'll be 18 and over. And
adults,
and
18
yeah.
and older.
Yeah. Youth is the same thing as children.
All right. Well, I mean, the library cards are split up to children, and the programs are even, you know, adult and youth, I guess. Well, I was just wondering about the children's, what ages?
Yeah, teens, tweens, and grade school and preschool. Okay. And that whole thing encompasses, youth services encompasses all of that. So that's just the name we call it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Any more questions? I think that we're doing really well. The adult programming went up over 20 more programs this last month than last year. Numbers were doubled, more than doubled for adult attendance too. So that's you know, that's an indication of people coming back. They're coming back to the library and in full force. So it's going to be
good.
And then we all, then the next page, the next two pages, is just some of the events that we had that were mentioned in the Jonesboro Sun. There's a lot about the staycation. And we had a library employee art exhibit in March, and that's on there.
Very good.
Yeah.
Anybody have any questions?
I appreciate you putting the Jonesboro Sun mentioning.
Yeah, I stole that from the state library. They do that at their board meetings, and it really helps to see what's going on, and you can kind of visualize it better when you see it like this. Yeah.
Some accountability there, too.
Appreciate that, Joe.
Yeah, thanks, Jonesboro Sun.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, anything else about the statistics before we go on?
Yeah.
Okay, then I have one more. I actually have two more things, but this one is the computer and internet access policy. According to the state library, in order for us to get the government E-rate discount, which is 90%, a 90% discount on our internet, I have to read this paragraph. And I didn't do it last month because I did not have to read it. They changed the rules on me. Under library responsibilities, the third one, it says the library uses Children's Internet Protection Act compliant filtering software to block pornographic content and other sites that pose a threat to the network. So I just have to make sure that that's announced in the meeting, and now we can get our discount now.
Okay.
And then one more thing, I'm going to be gone in September when our meeting is. Our meeting is September 11th, and I won't be able to come. I was wondering if we could just cancel that meeting. We won't meet in June or July, but then we'll meet in August, and either cancel it or reschedule it.
You said September?
Yeah. I'm going to be gone until the 11th. I won't be getting in until late that night.
Okay. That's fine with us. Fine with me, anyway.
Need a vote? Motion?
No, that doesn't require a motion, I don't think.
No?
It does.
Okay.
We just change the date of either cancel the September 11th meeting or change it to a different date. Everything else will stay the same.
Okay.
So be sure and put that out, you know, on your
the
email.
Well, you want to just plan on canceling it unless something comes up?
Yeah, and then we can have a call meeting as long as we give enough notice.
Okay. Thank you.
Any new business? Anybody have any new business?
I have a question for Vanessa. I think around this time last year, we had a meeting and we talked about the side display and kind of where it was going to be. And I think some people appreciated knowing exactly where it was going to be, mm-hmm. maybe where it wasn't going to be. Do you know? Are we gonna have the same?
We haven't talked about it yet. I haven't talked about it with CERC. It's just been, they've been so busy trying to weed and shift everything. We haven't talked. I'm sure we will have a display, but it will probably be the same location it was last year. Location. Yeah.
That's what I was wondering if it's gonna be in the Children's or if it was.
No, we won't have it in Children's. We didn't have it in Children's last year.
Right, I remember.
Yeah.
Who's going to stay the same, or just kind of wondering what to expect.
Yeah.
You might mention why we have that big vacant place right outside
Oh, yeah.
There. What's going on?
The teen department. We have weeded so much that we have had room to move all the DVDs down, and so now everything, all the DVDs, all the audio books, every bit of the materials, all of the books for adults, everything is in that one section. And that we used to have the DVD split up. So now, here in the teen department, I've got room dividers ordered, and they should be in the next day or so. And we're going to kind of wall it off so that the teens have a private department of their own. I had wanted to add walls and do some construction, but we can't. So I got a really good deal on some room dividers, sort of similar to that thing right there against the wall, that room divider there, but they're a little better looking than that, they're new. And then we're going to move the shelves down, and then we have enough furniture in this library and some excess furniture in one of the branches that we're going to move some furniture in, and then teens will have a place to kind of hang out and spend some time. So we're hoping we can get more teens in. So the big gaping hole won't be there for long.
I like the DVDs being over there. Mm-hmm. It looks good.
Yeah,
it does
look good, and yes. All of that is simply because we weeded a lot of really outdated material that hadn't been weeded in years. So we're really pleased with it, and people worked really hard to get that done.
It's created more room, and if you walk around the corner down in there, you'll catch the aroma of fresh paint, and it looks really nice.
Yeah, down here in the adult section in the business center, we painted. We are expanding the bookstore without adding any walls, and we are going to get rid of all the old shelving as soon as we can. And we've got a sign ordered that says business center on it, and we've got a new TV that we're going to monitor, we're going to put up that will show the programming and stuff that we have. So, and we're looking for another sign that when you walk in the front door will tell you where things are, because we don't really have any kind of directional signage. Mm-hmm. So we're looking for something like that.
Good things happening.
Yeah, I think so, and we're hearing a lot of good response from the public. They're all happy with the programming and everything.
Good. How do you determine when something gets weeded?
Well, we have a crew method. I cannot remember what that even. The W means weeding. I cannot remember what it stands for, but we weed according to a certain method. How long things have been on the shelf, how long it's been since they've been checked out, if it's been a year or two, depending on the material. Some things we keep forever, even if they haven't been checked out in a year or two, if they're classics. So we have a method that we go by, but it just hadn't been done in a long time. And I'm not a saver. I like to just get rid of stuff. So yeah, and it draws more attention to current materials, right, when all that old stuff's away. So our numbers pick up too, usually after we weed.
I need her to go in my closet. I do that all the time, and then I have regret.
Well, I don't ever regret getting rid of an old book. You know, we sell them in the bookstore, so we make some money.
Good, very good. Okay, public comments. Anyone? Not hearing anything? All right, great. So I will entertain a motion to close the meeting. Michael makes a motion. Okay.
Second.
Second's been made. All in favor, let's count off.
Aye.
Lily?
Aye.
Okay. Meeting's adjourned at 5:55.